What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. I'm Trey, that's Jay. We are together for this week's episode.
The first time.
This is the first time we ever recorded an episode in the same room.
Last time I was home, we didn't record nothing.
So this is going to, help with some delays and some sounds, make sure everything is all together. This is going to be good. I'm going to enjoy this. What's going on in your life? You good?
I'm good, Same old. I'm happy to be home for the holidays. Happy to be off work, finally. That's pretty much it.
Really, I'm happy to be back, too. I don't know. I just be sitting around all the time anyway, so it's like I'm just gonna be sitting around here now, sitting around somewhere else until I start work. So
I'm a little sad. I wanted you to come, but I'm a little bit sad that I gotta be stuck to the other room. I was using your room all day. Like I would literally be up in here until probably 4 o'clock every day, kicking it, minding my business, and I would go downstairs and hang out with everybody else. But I'm like, man, like I wanted you to show up, obviously, but I'm like, dang, now I gotta go back in the other room and just stay in there. Like I wanted to sleep in there and then to come in here and hang out, but now I just gotta hang out in there too.
Out in here when I'm not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But no, how was you? I'm gonna ask you, what was your experience with this? I didn't ask you this week. Like when you was at the airport, what was your experience like? To navigating it.
What you mean?
Because it's COVID, and just watch. I'm a people watcher, so I was just being very observant of a lot of things while at the airport. Is there anything that stood out to you? Was your travel experience any problems or?
It was fine for the most part. I got on a pretty early flight, so there was definitely more people there than I expected. A lot of times at Hartsfield Jackson, they have the north and the south terminals separated, except for when it's not too many people, early in the morning, then they filter you all through the same security. So we were doing that, going all through the same security. The only thing that I noticed is that there was poop on the floor somewhere smeared.
Yeah.
That was strange because the lady in front of me, I don't know what she was really saying. She kind of muffled, but we both knew what we was looking at. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, girl. So we was it was smeared on the floor. But besides that, I didn't really notice anything. I had a smooth travel experience. I got on my flight. I was lucky enough to have nobody next to me at all. So that was nice. I didn't appreciate that when I already pre-checked in because I for sure got an economy flight because it was just me. So When you get the economy flight, you got to check in and pick your seat when you check in. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, why y'all put me in 31 when all the other rows were available? There were seven other rows in front of 31 available.
They might have put you because how many, was there a lot of people on your flight?
No.
So that's why. They probably put you in 31 because of the weight. They had to
put somebody else over there.
I learned that when I heard somebody get fussed at on the plane, maybe not last trip, but a couple trips ago. Because somebody moved into another seat because it was empty. They was like, were you assigned here? They was like, no. They was like, can you actually move back there just because of the weight of the plane, the balance? So yeah, I'm like, yeah, get your ass back there.
Put somebody later. Put somebody who's later. Put a flight attendant back there. I don't want to sit that close to the toilet. I'm like, I'm about to go sit up in 21. And I was up in 21 by myself, which I enjoyed. And it was a smooth flight until the last 10 minutes. When I tell you those last 10 minutes, it was so much turbulence. I was like, oh my gosh. And I kept telling myself okay, you're closer to the ground. Because I kept looking at the little navigation thing on the screen. I'm like, okay, all right, we're almost there. It's going to be okay. They said it was going to be some turbulence, but that turbulence was bad them last 10 minutes. But besides that, it was straight.
I feel you, because for me, got to the airport. I was always told to go to the airport approximately 2 hours early, just because navigating the airport, go through TSA, all that type of stuff. So I checked the bag, so I went through the self check thing, went through process, went to the line. The line wasn't even long. I got through TSA in probably 10 minutes, which was it kind of felt like it was a lot longer, but it was really only 10 minutes because the line was moving rather quickly. It was only one person checking IDs and stuff, and then another one came in. So we checked my ID, got through security, And I got, once I got through security, my gate was when I say, like, if I'm here, the gate was probably at the door. So probably I had to maybe walk 30 steps to the gate. It was the first gate. It was A1, like right there. I was like, well, I see why Pop was like, oh, you sure you want to go this early? I could have stayed. I could have stayed sitting down for a little bit longer, watching TV. But no, I sat there. I heard a lot of people. This man risked Corona to eat a banana. And I'm still disturbed by that.
He was hungry. People not supposed to eat.
Okay, but I'm not risking Corona for a banana. It's what it was.
He probably was not risking Corona for the banana. He is probably just very hungry, and the banana was cheap. It ain't even good food at the airport like that anyway.
See,
especially a lot of these other airports. Now, once again, Hartsfield Jackson, most of that stuff be open, so like you can pretty much get everything. But when I pulled up here, I was mad because I was starving getting off of that plane, like starving. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop by the bagel place because there ain't that many restaurants here anyway. I'm like, I'll stop by the bagel place, give me a little sandwich. No, it's closed. Everything, all the gates is up. I'm like, yo, I'm about to die. What do you mean y'all are closed? Like, what are you talking about?
Because then I seen somebody eating Chick-fil-A and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I can see this. But the banana, I just hate bananas. That's one thing you will learn about me on the show. I'll tell y'all that. If you learn anything from me today on the show, you will learn that Trey hates bananas unless they're anything that's blended. Bananas are disgusting. They're slimy. And they are, their texture is horrible.
I disagree.
Horrible texture.
But I'm like, I for sure was up at the airport the last time, not this time, but the last time I was in there eating, what was I eating? Biscuits and gravy. And they was bussing too.
But then,
shout out to Bojangles.
But yeah, then my flight was cool for the most part. Like, I'm trying to listen to a podcast. I was just chilling. And then, like we had a little turbulence. I'm the type of person, I got to take deep breaths when the plane goes up in general, because all that, I have anxiety. I'd be saying numbers and stuff. It'd be calming me down. We'd be good. I was good. Everything was fine. Last 30 minutes of the flight, the dog that was in a couple rows behind me on the other side, and yes, I said dog, and I was talking like dog, like homie, no, actual dog, was barking because he was scared, because we started to drop altitude a little bit, and he just started to bark and whimper, and they made the lady put the dog back into the the crate and put him under the seat, and he or she was just losing their mind, in that crate was just barking. And so we got this barking ass dog, and then on the other side, a couple rolls up, we got this crying ass baby. Also, probably crying because of the altitude changes, because the baby was quiet about this entire flight. I forgot the baby was on there. And then this baby literally just started to wail and just cry. And I was just like, I got this barking ass dog, this crying ass baby. We hit a turbulence every once in a while. Not even turbulence, but the altitude changing. And you know, it jerked a little bit. And that'd be scaring the shit out of me already. So I'm like, this is a lot. This is a lot going on. I was just like, get me off this plane. I'm starting to get one of those headaches that I get every time I get on the plane anyway, like that, just from all that altitude change. I was like, get me off of here. But luckily, like, I switched out. Like Jay said, I wasn't even supposed to be here today. I was supposed to be coming in tomorrow on Christmas Eve. But, well, I guess today for when the show comes out.
Yeah.
But they sent me an email saying, like, oh, yeah, we might be using the middle seats for your flight. You can switch it if you want. I was like, hell no. I don't want to be sitting here next to nobody. So let's switch to that. So, yeah, I came.
Now, I'm surprised they asked you. Like I told you, they for sure put me. Who was that? You said Southwest?
Mm-hmm.
When I keep saying Southwest. That wasn't Southwest. Never mind. That was American. That's why I be flying Delta exclusively, because these other airlines be pissing me off.
Yeah, I usually fly Delta, but Delta was trying to get an arm and a leg for that flight. They was trying to get double. Triple, almost quadruple what I paid for my flight to get here for the same day.
That's why I had to fly American the last time. I'm like, I do not feel like spending $500-$600 for this flight.
They wanted me to pay $500 to get from Maryland to Grand Rapids. However, like, Southwest only paid $170-something. It was $74 both ways. So do that math. I'm not doing it.
Oh yeah. I actually think that's how much my flight was. It was only like 178. It was low 200s. It was not high at all.
I said 70. My math's still off. I think that's 140 something. Honestly, I think I paid 140 something for this flight. I bought it on Black Friday, I think, or Cyber Monday, one of them days. Maybe it was a deal going on, but I was like, yes, book, thank you. I'm coming home for Christmas before I lose all the money in my account. But yeah, it was a cool flight for the most part, but it was just a lot.
Yeah.
But yes, we're going to go into some sips for today.
Let's.
Nothing too major. And once again, the shave room was not feeding me as I would have wanted it to. We're just going to go through random things that I found interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So first, Sean Kingston, reportedly charged with grand theft, a warrant issued for his arrest. For years, Sean Kingston has been in the news for allegedly not paying for his jury. Now it looks like it may have caught up with him. According to court docs, he has been charged with grand theft for allegedly having an unpaid jury tab. How much money on this unpaid? How the hell would you still get a jury if you have been known for not paying
your tab? How do you run up a tab? No, I don't know what's happening with Sean Kingston.
So sad. I hope he gets his life together.
I hope so as well. That's concerning. Pay your bills, people.
Yeah.
If you can. It is COVID.
It is COVID out here, but
so you can pay your bills. But I'm sure if you're struggling, hopefully you wouldn't be buying jewelry on credit.
Yeah. Speaking of artists who are, people try to talk about, I just want to say, shout out. People judge him, but I want to say shout out to Jason Derulo real quick. And this is why I say this. A lot of people constantly be talking about Jason Derulo this, and he be on TikTok and he too old for this and blah blah blah. But if y'all really, Jason Derulo is making his way, staying relevant in a positive light, and also he doing his thing on TikTok. Y'all be like, oh, he hanging out with TikTokers. Okay, and he's still staying relevant. He's still getting paid. He's still, he just had a song go number one on Billboard.
He did? What's the chord?
On that Savage Love they be dancing to on TikTok. You know that TikTok. You don't know that TikTok.
Oh, that's his song?
Yeah, that's his song.
Ew.
However, they like that song. That's the song that's going crazy on TikTok.
I didn't know there were even words to that song. I thought it was just an instrument.
Yeah, I did too until I heard words to it randomly. But I guess he bought drinks for everybody in some restaurant or something. He would have he invited all these TikTokers and stuff to bought drinks and stuff because the song was number one on Billboard and stuff that. It's like, let that man be great, okay? He gotta get it.
I'm supposed to let him be great. I mean, I don't be talking about Jason Derulo because Jason Derulo is not he does not affect my life for better terms. He don't make music for me. He don't even make TikToks for me. I never see him on TikTok. He ain't ever on my algorithm.
I see him once in a while.
I respect it. I'll just say that. I respect it. I definitely respect the hustle and the fact that he's trying to be relevant and it's working. And so cute for him. He's still forever corny to me because he just is. But corny works for some people.
Yeah. So we're going to just move over from Jason to Rihanna real quick.
What happened?
So Rihanna is reportedly planning to release a Caribbean cookbook, and people have a lot of mixed feelings about this.
Why?
They're not mad about her putting out a cookbook.
They're just mad that she ain't putting out the music.
Okay, they're like, since putting out everything except for this album that everybody has been wanting, she ain't put an album out since I graduated high school. That was when Kissy Kissy Better and Needed Me and all that. Was that was her last album, wasn't it?
I think.
So it's been 4 years since Rihanna has put out an album for us, and they're not happy about it. We got the makeup, we got the lingerie, and the intimate items.
Is she about to be doing furniture or something? I heard that she was doing furniture, I think.
Shit, she suddenly got couches now too, Fenty couches.
She got Fenty skin.
Now we got Fenty cooking, everything. Everything about the album.
Rihanna can do what she wants to do. Rihanna has put out music for years and years and years and years. If she don't want to put it out, she don't have to.
Okay, but we want her to put it out.
And y'all just got a deal. And I got to say, I love Rihanna, but I've never listened to I haven't listened to a full Rihanna album since the first one.
I was like that too, but this last one, I did listen to a lot of those songs a lot. I might not listen to the whole album every time I listen to the music, but there's a lot of songs on there that I still.
That's probably why
to.
I'm not press. I enjoy Brianna's personality. I like her music too, but you know me, I don't even just. You got to make me listen to an album. If I don't listen to your album when it come out, I'm probably never gonna hear the whole thing, ever. Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird. I don't know why, but I'd not be listening to people's albums.
Understandable, understandable. All right, next.
Maybe I should start.
Next person who has been in the media for, you know, being arrested and stuff like that. NBA Youngboy.
He was arrested?
Yeah, I think they said he was arrested a couple weeks ago for, like, drug possession, and gun charges, something like
who
that.
Who ain't?
However, the judge has ordered the Baton Rouge Police Department to return $47,000 to him that was taken from him during his
of course arrest. It was.
I think it was at a music video.
They thought they was going to get off, too.
They really did. They said it was seized while filming a video, so I'm assuming he was filming a music video. So my question is, why the hell did y'all even come arrest him during the video? Like, who the hell called and said, hey, they got guns over here?
maybe, I don't know if it wasn't about that. Maybe they was just looking for him, and it was like, hey, he's shooting a video over here. So they got him when they knew where he was at.
I don't know, but...
But they really thought they was going to get off with that little money. And they
this
were happened incorrect.
In September. I'm over talking about a couple months ago. This just came out. They gave the money back now.
Oh.
But the original incident happened in September.
Thievery.
So last week, Thursday, I believe. Yeah, they be tripping. Now, from the why the hell is this a thing?
Okay.
Pepsi. Mind you, if you drink Pepsi.
I heard of this.
If you drink Pepsi as it is, I'm automatically scared of you unless that's your only option. Pepsi and Coke, it's a superior item. If you don't agree, forget about, I don't care. I said what I said. Pepsi products are always oversweetened, and they're always gross. Think about Sprite or Sierra Mist. Think about how those two taste.
What else is a Pepsi product?
Shit. Pepsi. Nasty. only thing
Pepsi, all I could think about was thing, Sierra Mist and Pepsi. What else they got? They got everything else because when you go to the places and
okay,
they
root
which
beer
products
isn't
do you
bad.
Have. Root beer is trash, period.
I like root beer.
Root beer is trash.
Do they make orange soda?
They probably, they must.
What is Sierra Mist? That's a Sierra Mist.
Is it not Fanta. No, Splash? Hold, please. What is...
Oh, Crush is Crush Pepsi?
Is it Crush or is it Splash? Well, who's Splash? It's I'm looking at it, but I can't see it. What the hell is Miranda? What is that?
But no,
it's something orange on here. They got Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is the bullshit.
Crush it? No, because Crush is Dr. Pepper, and that's a whole different company.
Gatorade. They have Tropicana. What is? Now y'all talking about chips, Brisk, and you all know that's the bottom of the barrel.
That's...
They putting in all the chips in here, and it's confusing me. Like, I'm not asking you about Doritos. They got 7-Up. 7-Up is essential.
That's Pepsi?
Apparently.
I don't believe that.
That's what it says? I didn't know that. Maybe they weren't always, and then they bought them. Because it says the PepsiCo brand. It says Mountain Dew.
It's also Dr. Pepper brand.
I was like, maybe they bought them.
I don't know.
The point is.
Pepsi is... Coke products are superior. And that is what it is. But no, so Pepsi...
They ain't got no orange. I'm over here getting mad. Because I don't see no orange soda on here. That's the only time I say soda. I don't see no orange on here and I'm offended.
And that's how you know. I guess they don't. But see, when you think about Pepsi products, when you think about what they have on there, when they have them at the place, they have Crush on them. But that's simply because I think Crush and Dr. Pepper and Pepsi have some type of deal.
I think that's the third party.
Yeah, but you see, because like, a lot of times when they have Coke products, people
hold
also
on.
Have Dr. Pepper.
Hold, please. They got the twist.
Oh, yeah.
That orange twist bust.
I forgot all about that. That's
the Twister, yes, Tropicana Twister. They used to have that freaking Celebration Cinema at the movie theaters. Okay, now typically, yes, Pepsi is subpar, but that Twister, that bang.
Yes, it does. But yeah, so Pepsi teases a new limited edition chocolate and marshmallow flavored Coca-Cola. First off, that's petty and gross. Who is drinking? First of all, I don't like chocolate as it is.
Who wants
start
a chocolate flavored pop is the question.
Exactly. Chocolate flavored things that are not supposed to be chocolate never work out. Think about who has actually had a chocolate Laffy Taffy. I have against my will,
and they're not good.
They're not good.
I thought it was gonna be like a Tootsie Roll. It wasn't.
It was disgusting. I remember very vividly. I got it from one of them candy claw games at Studio 28.
It's a chocolate Tootsie Roll downstairs, and I was like, "Dad, why do you have these? Nobody's about to eat."
You mean
this.
A Lucky Taffy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that's what they was there when I was here last. You see that they have been gone for a month, and they still sitting there. Give it to one of the kids; they'll eat it.
Now I'm gonna better give it to our niece or something.
No, they need to.
They really have their audacity.
That's
like I enjoy marshmallow, but I wouldn't want that in a beverage unless it's hot chocolate.
Like who just want like that's like a cold chocolate, but it's a pop.
Ugh,
bubbly.
Stop chocolate. It! It's making me gag just thinking about it. Like I don't even know what I'm posting on the video, but if y'all saw me gag, that was not my drink face. I was just disgusted by fizzy chocolate.
So. Yeah, Pepsi, stop embarrassing yourself. It's not cute. Wait, that's another drink. I'm sorry. One more drink that Pepsi has that will always I would say beats out Coke would be the cranberry Sierra Mist.
Yes, that cranberry Sierra Mist. My gosh, the holiday edition.
Because Sprite tried to do it.
Yeah, that cranberry Sprite is not good. It's really not good. But
that cranberry Sierra Mist, we used to run through that whole
12-pack. That was delicious.
Obviously, bad thing. Like, oh my God. Why is it gone already?
Because I was looking good. For some, and they didn't have any at the store I went to, and I was very mad.
Do they still make it?
I don't know, but I like, you know, I like to get it at like Thanksgiving, but I didn't see none. But you know, the store I went to, I also don't like to be there. I don't really mess with Kroger like that, but that's where I was. That's the place I was in when I happened to be looking for it because I got a gift card. Because Lord knows I don't be shopping at Kroger. Kroger is, I hate Kroger. I really do, like in my heart. But I had a gift card, so that's where I went.
Yeah, I know I want some.
Then I realized my gift card was for way more than I thought. I thought it was for 50, it was for 100. I'm like, dang, now I gotta go back. I ain't complaining because I mean, free food is free food. But the fact that I got to go to Kroger, ew. I can at least be Publix.
Yeah, I'm very not familiar with Kroger. We had one at school and it closed. But Publix, I've been to
I used to think Kroger was foreign. Publix is the best place on earth. The food is so overpriced. But, well, everything in there is overpriced for the most part. But the deli section... The food section where you get the ready-made food, that's where they shine, all right? One, they already have the stuff, like, say you need, like, something extra, like a specific type of dressing or something extra and you can't find it at the place. You might find it at Kroger, so, like, that's helpful. But that section over there, the deli and the food and the chicken wings and the donuts, them donuts. I never needed Krispy Kreme again in my life after I had a Publix donut. Changed my life. I was at work one day and somebody was like, oh, here, have a donut. Obviously, this is pre-corona. I wasn't even at this job. That was like 3-4 years ago at this point. This lady brought some donuts to my job. I had about 4 of them things. They were so good. Forever changed my life.
So, yeah, I forgot. We were talking about Pepsi. But, yeah, Pepsi, stop.
What is that?
Okay.
Okay.
So if y'all was hearing a sound probably this whole time, excuse it. You'll be okay. Next on the list, you know, since this is the holiday season, we're probably going to be playing a lot of games and stuff like that, having a good time, you know, with family. It makes me think, well, I've seen this on the Shade Room, and it just gave me life. So it feeds right into my What Did Dionne Warwick Say This Week? Column that has automatically just become a very happy thing in my life. So she said, I guess it was a conversation about, you know, Uno and draw fours and things like that. So she says, please do not bring that foolishness into 2021. Uno replies, here for the comments. She says, draw four has ruined my family gatherings. That is the real comment here. This is not very interesting or extra. However, anything that Dionne Warwick says at this point on that makes it onto the Shade Room gives me life just because of the fact that I felt like I hear this in the voice, how she talked, how they talk for her on Got to Be Real. I don't even know if she actually even talks like that. However,
I think she does.
Probably. But everything that I see on here just reminds me of that.
So I need to follow her.
I'm about to follow her on Twitter. But also, she says that this is something else that she just said recently. It was actually about Teyana Taylor. So she was talking about if they were to make a biopic of her, like about her life and things like that. And she basically said, like, this is the case for Netflix. Please don't ask who I would cast to play me, as it will be obvious, as it will obviously be Teyana Taylor. And her and Teyana Taylor low-key look alike.
Yeah, there's definitely a resemblance.
And look like that could be her. They could be grandma. That for sure could be her grandma, her great auntie, who she pulled her looks from.
They definitely resemble.
Resemble each other.
When she was young.
So, yeah. So, maybe we got a look of what Teyana would look like in the far, far future.
Maybe. Who knows?
But, so, yes. Dionne Warwick, I enjoy her on social media. She can continue to troll. Dionne, if you would like to, Ms. Warwick, if you would like to troll anybody coming up, please do. It gives me life every day. Don't troll me, though, because I want... Actually, you can. It might give me some clout. You can troll me. But, yeah. So, last thing is about food the Shade Room posted. So, it was talking about carbs.
My favorite thing.
One must go. Potatoes.
No.
Bread. With no. Mostly emphasis on rolls. Pasta. Or anything made with white flour.
The answer is no. The answer is no. Period. No, they cannot go. None of those things can go. Not one. Because I love rolls and breads. I love potato. I love a French fry. I love a hash brown. I love a roasted potato situation. I enjoy a spaghetti and Alfredo, a lasagna. And I also enjoy cakes, pancakes, everything. I can't even think of what you make with white flour, but... No, the answer is no. And I gotta put flour in my mac and cheese to make the roux. You taking out all type of stuff. That's flour and noodles. Like, no, the answer is no. I don't like this. The answer is no.
I don't have an answer either. I knew you were going to react. More interesting and fun and aggressive than I would. So I just thought I'd bring that up. But yes, that's all the sips I have for this week. There wasn't much to sip on. I'm not getting all the unnecessary drama that's going on social media. That's literally all the Shade Room was just stuff that I didn't feel like talking about. It was literally the same drama posted 14 million times about how many other people commented. And I just don't care.
I was low-key reading all of that.
I was reading it.
Talk about it.
Though. I ain't talking about it on the show.
I was just like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
It was a lot going on. y'all can sip on that on your own accord because I'm good. But do you hate anything this week?
This is a very minor hate because it just was happening to me. And I don't even know why it was happening, but it was really irritating. I hate when I press resume and it start over. Because I was watching a movie the other day. I think this was yesterday. I was watching a movie, but I was distracted, so I kept having to pause it. But even like I was watching it 2 days ago, I didn't finish it. So when I came back, I clearly pressed resume. I did not press restart because the press restart, I would have had to click to the right, which I did not do. I pressed resume. It started over. I'm like, okay, fine. Luckily, I saw exactly where I was at. I'm like, okay, I fast forwarded in 38 minutes. No problem. Paused it again so I could get on the phone call. Press resume. It started over again. I did not appreciate that. It really inconvenienced me. But yeah. Minor hate, but it was really irritating to my spirit at the time because I'm like, so you just go keep doing this. And the other half of me was like, well, maybe I should just focus. And I still didn't finish the movie.
When I think about hate, I don't really have any major hates. I feel like that's very surprising for me. I feel like I should hate something right now.
Maybe you're just in good spirits. You're home.
But it's like, I just got here. So
Christmas time is here.
There should be something I hate.
I don't know the rest of those words at all.
Yeah, I hate that song, actually.
It makes me almost feel sad.
Like, it's so high. The Charlie Brown version of that song is unnecessarily high-pitched.
Time is here.
You're not even high enough.
That's where I like it though.
Yeah, that's where it should be. That choir, that's like, I understand kids singing high pitched and stuff, but that was just, it hurts.
That song makes me sad. I don't know why.
But no, I don't really have any hates. Like, I might be in good spirits right now. So that might be why I don't hate anything.
Christmas Eve is tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
I'm ready to eat.
I'm ready to eat too. I'm ready to have our activities and our annual things.
I want the food, the games.
So we're going to be, I don't know, I don't know if you incorporated this into your next section or not, but I'm going to start talking. So whatever. I am ready for the food, the camaraderie, the festivities. Obviously, you know, due to COVID, we can't do everything that we usually do. Well, we can't do one part of what we usually do. Our Christmas Eve, our Christmas Eve these days consists of like our immediate family, and when I say that, I mean the people who grew up in the house that we are in. Mm-hmm. And you know, now that our sister has kids, them and her whole family, so it's just us, and we all hang out on Christmas Eve, open some gifts for their kids and stuff like that. And then Christmas, we get up and we do it again. Pretty much we open the gifts in our house, but usually we all go to our extended family. We all get together, like all million of them
when
niggas.
You say all of them, I mean like
whole lineage.
Our nana got, let me see,
our great grandmother had 8 children, and all of them niggas had kids. The ones who was living for the most part be up in the place. So unfortunately,
kids had kids.
Yes,
it'd be like 50.
It's so many people now because everybody keep having children and family and extras and miscellaneous. But usually that's what we do at one of our relatives' house. But for obvious reasons, we won't be doing all of that. We're just gonna stick to, you know, us. But you know,
quarantine for 3 weeks to get here, so I'm gonna enjoy myself.
But you know, regardless, I'm still happy. I mean, although I really do enjoy the whole extended family thing, I was definitely gonna be here for us to spend the holidays together because we gotta maintain the tradition.
Absolutely,
gotta maintain the tradition. So I'm definitely, that's probably why I'm not in much of a hating mode. I'm very happy to be here and for us to be able to all spend time with each other.
I feel it. So speaking of which, you know, Christmas time is here. As Jalen has said in the song.
Christmas time is here.
So since Christmas time is finally here, I thought that we can just like, you know, ask some Christmas questions.
All right.
People usually do this on YouTube, and who knows? I might even post this on YouTube because
why not?
Might as well. So Rick wanted to go. They call it like a Christmas tag. I'm just gonna call it. We're just gonna have a question.
Okay.
A question. We could throw these
Christmas
back and forth.
Queries.
Yeah. So first question: what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Now, Almost Christmas.
That's the one
with The Sweet Potato Pie.
Okay.
I keep calling him Donald Glover. He's absolutely Danny Glover. That's one with Danny Glover, Monique, Gabrielle Union, Helen from that show. What's her name? Elise?
Mm-hmm.
Neil?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, all of those people. I think that movie is so funny. It's so like sweet.
Did you watch that already?
I watched it, but I'll watch it again.
Because I've seen it on the TV.
We just watched it. I think, we watched it on like Sunday or something like that. Me and I forced mom to watch it against her will. But yeah, that's right. Like now that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Christmas movies for me is kind of hard because I don't really have like, I like a lot of Black related Christmas movies, like mm-hmm. Black people related Christmas movie. However, based off tradition, A Christmas Story will always be have a special place in my heart.
Yeah,
we watch A Christmas Story faithfully every year. We might not have watched it last year, but we did when we got like we did eventually.
We usually put it on the TV because, like we kind of just said, we do stuff every Christmas Eve. So usually, in addition to listening to the same damn Christmas album that we listen to every year, we usually are playing like A Christmas Story in the background while we're doing whatever we're doing or while we're opening gifts. Like it's always a part of the whole function.
Because y'all know A Christmas Story literally comes on for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, it comes on at 8 o'clock on Christmas
maybe
Eve.
Maybe even 48. Well, maybe not.
I come on at 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve and then go off on 8 p.m. on Christmas Day. That movie comes on repeat. So if you have not watched A Christmas Story, I suggest you watch it. You might not like it. I don't care. It's a great, it's a good movie to me. Ain't no black people in that movie, actually, now I think about it.
It might be like one black person. That's hilarious, because I was with Mashar yesterday when we was watching Grease, and she was like, it ain't no black people in here. That made me not want to watch. And I was like, wait, wait. It was one black person in one of the scenes. I'm like, there's somebody.
But nah, I like that. So are you on the naughty list or the nice list this year?
I'm on the naughty list. I've been out here just being reckless and bad. I'm going to have to make the nice list next year. I'm sorry, Santa. I'm working, but I'm going to just be honest with myself. I ain't going to lie. What am I going to lie for?
You know, this is hard. I feel like I'm probably on the naughty list because I probably done more mean things than nice things this year. However, you know, I've been doing very good at holding my tongue, being more, you know, nice to people when I don't want to. So I personally feel like I should be on that in-between list of don't get the cold, but I ain't getting no present for real either. Like,
I ain't getting shit.
I get socks. Give me socks.
That ain't, no, you I like socks. So that's not, no.
Give me, like, something to clean my car off with or something. Something I really don't want, but it ain't worthless. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
This next question is stupid. Have we ever had a white Christmas? We live in Michigan. Absolutely. Surprise, it's not a white Christmas outside right now.
I ain't mad that it ain't, though. I feel like ever since I moved, it has not snowed when I come back. I don't know what that's about, but I do not be mad. I be like, as soon as I come up here and it don't be no snow for real, I be like, I'm for it. I think it snowed the first year, and then one year, randomly, it snowed the day of Christmas. It was like a storm when I was leaving, because I know my flight got kind of delayed because they had to go and de-ice the plane and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And there was definitely a storm on my way to the airport. Whatever year that was when I came in real quick and had to leave Christmas Day, it snowed that time. But I'm not mad at the lack of snow that we are currently experiencing.
All right, next question. Do you start Christmas shopping on Black Friday or wait until the last minute?
I start Christmas shopping like November 1st.
I was done. I moved on the 25th. My last day of work was like the 18th or something. I was done with Christmas shopping by the 18th. But I had to use my employee discount.
What's a Black Friday? Okay. I don't do that.
I had to use my employee discount. I had a discount, and it was happening. They were doing early Black Friday deals. I'm like, absolutely.
It was the last minute. No. And the only reason, let me tell you something. I used to try to wait a little bit later because, you know, people are more lenient on their return policies now than they used to be. It used to be like 30 days. So if it was something that like an outfit or something that I think somebody might need to return or exchange, I would want to wait for those things. But nowadays they give you like 60 or 90 days. So mm-hmm. it's like, I know what I'm going to get people well before Christmas season even hits. Mm. And especially the way we do Christmas now, when I tell you I bought all my stuff like the first week of November and it was all to the house before Thanksgiving even hit, that's how I move. All of my gifts were at my mother and father's house before Thanksgiving.
They were.
I was completely done. So the answer to that is no and no, because I'm
we be done before that?
Nah. We prepared over here.
The next question is, if you can be in any Christmas movie, what would it be?
I can't even think of any Christmas movies right now. Where would I be in? I don't know. I don't know. You go first. Let me think.
I would be in This Christmas, I could tell Loretta Devine that she's a horrible
Oh movie. My gosh. All this animosity against Loretta Devine.
It's not against Loretta Devine.
She just saying her lines, bro.
It's not against Loretta. Like, I like Loretta. She's an amazing actress. However, her characters are always terrible mothers. I will stand by this. I'm going to give a whole presentation on my YouTube page or something about how Loretta Devine is a terrible mother in all the movies that she plays in. But yeah, I'll be in This Christmas. One, I want some of that soccer tummy cake, and the food was looking real good. I want to go through the Soul Train line and have a good time with them, because they look like they was having fun. However, I want to be there to be like, let that boy sing, lady. Damn.
I can't think of, no Christmas movies are coming to mind like at all. Nothing. I'm completely blanked. like nothing. I can't think of anything. I can't think of no Disney Christmas movie. I can't think of anything right now. I don't need to be in no Christmas movie is what I'm being, so that's what I'm grasping from that.
All right, so can you, do you know Inga Sandler's Reindeer by heart?
There's, I was about to sing the song. Dancer and Prancer and Blitzen and, wait, hold on. Donner. I knew the song last week. Wait, Donner, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. Is it a Cupid?
I think so.
Vixen, did I say Vixen already?
Yeah, you said Vixen.
I said Prancer. How many is it?
I think you're like 10 of them, motherfucker.
Is it 7?
I have to end more than 7. You didn't even get to Rudolph. Hell.
But here's the thing. They don't even be talking about Rudolph. Rudolph wasn't even in Christmas Chronicles or nothing. How many reindeer is it? It ain't 7? Is it 9? Yeah, hey, Siri. How many reindeer do Santa have?
According to holidaypee.com, traditionally, there are 8 reindeer.
It's Rudolph 8.
Is the 9th edition.
Who I miss? Ah, Miss Comet, and I think in Blitzen.
Yeah,
I had the other 6.
I don't know them reindeer.
So. I was like, I knew it rhymed with Vixen, but I just couldn't. I was like, look at something made up. Thank you, girl. Okay.
All right. So, are you the type peeking gifts or be surprised?
When I was a child, peeking, but now I really like to be surprised. I don't like to know anything about what you got me. But at the same time, I also want to be exactly what I wanted. So yeah, I'm really big on surprises. But when I was a child, oh, believe me, I was going down in the basement, in the room, peeking behind the door, trying to see what was in there. But nowadays, I enjoy surprises. I like being surprised, and I like getting gifts, and I like to be excited when I open the gift. I don't like to know what it is.
Yeah, for that, for me, I like to be surprised. Like you said, I like to be surprised, but I also like to know what it is. Like, it be what I ask for. Surprise me for what I ask for. Unless it's something that you were just listening to me talk about that I didn't ask for specifically, and you got it based off the fact you were listening. I like gifts like that. Like, I like when somebody listens to what I said and then give me the gift correlated to what I said. I'm like, oh, that was dope.
I think one of the best gifts I got, it was a complete surprise. I got a computer 1 year, and I was not all that grateful when I got it, but like maybe a month later, I was like, I am so happy I got this because I really needed it. And I wasn't, I think when I got it, I just wanted something else. I was just like, oh, thank you. But I'm like, my computer was breaking. Like the one I had, it was like a virus on it. Like, no, it wasn't even a virus. It just kept like pausing and shutting down. There was a bunch of weird stuff happening. So after like it really got bad, I was like, that's why you got me this computer, because I was saying my computer was messed up and now it's dead and don't work at all. So yes, I did really need this. Like, thank you.
Yeah. Me and surprises hurt. I just don't, if it's a bad surprise, then that's when I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that. So are you a pro present rapper or a fail? Oh, words. Are you a poor or pro present rapper, or do you fail miserably? I don't know what the hell I was trying to say.
Hey, I can rap a gift. Now, there has been some times where, you know, I had to finesse and it wasn't all that great, but I can rap a gift. Shout out to the Ivy Lets. They made sure I could rap a gift all them damn years of fundraisers at freaking Barnes & Noble's rapping presents.
All the time.
Year after year after year.
The only time we ever go to Rivertown.
Man, so yes, I can definitely wrap a gift. I'm not putting no ribbons on there too. I don't be doing all the extras because I be wrapping too many gifts and I don't have time for that. But they be neat is the point.
Okay.
I didn't see your gift, so you ain't got to answer.
I ain't answering that question. I just be
the answer is no.
I just be doing whatever the hell. Y'all gonna rip it off anyway.
He be like, just make sure it's covered.
Because y'all gonna rip it off anyway, especially I'm about to wrap these gifts today and they're gonna get unwrapped tomorrow.
Why are you wrapping so last minute?
Because I bought all the gifts and I moved before we
you are talking about the now. I'm talking about you in life.
Okay, we ain't talking about that. I don't always rap last minute. Usually my guests already.
That's what I'm saying. It don't be last minute all the time. That's today.
But then I just be having some errors that I just don't like to. We're not going to talk about it. It's fine.
Whatever.
All right. So you've been granted one Christmas wish. What will it be?
I ain't sharing that. I'll share the second one. If I could have any gift or wish, I would have. And I'm about to, I was really about to think of just some antiquated number. I want a real one. $30 million. First and foremost. If it could not be money, vision. You want to impress me? Don't give me no bag. Pay for some damn LASIK because a bitch cannot see. Do that if you want to impress me. Let's start there. So, yes, if I had a Christmas wish, I would be able to just open my eyes in the morning and see.
That would be beautiful. Because these contacts I have to pop in to record these damn videos right now.
I've been doing a lot better because my friends, the ones in Atlanta, they know I've been struggling like with my contacts because we be out and my eyes just be burning and running. I just be like, oh my gosh, like I be going through. But as soon as I switch to dailies, I haven't been having those issues. So, I mean, that's good because it helps a lot because, I mean, a big part where I was really pushing, like, I need to get LASIK like now is because my contacts was giving me so many issues. But they haven't been giving me as many issues recently. But still, it's like I'm already hooked on the fact that I'd rather get it now than wait until my vision gets worse and I might not be eligible. I don't know if I'm eligible now, but I want to try to see sooner than later.
Yeah, we can't see over here on these parts.
No, I can't see. My prescription is like double yours, and we already discussed this.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You could probably take your glasses off and make some shake. I cannot.
I can make figure shape, but I'd be damned if I ever tried to do. I could barely walk without my damn glasses.
I'd be having bad dreams that I lose my, like, that I, like, my contact pop out and I got to drive somewhere. The panic in my dreams. I'd be like, yo, I could not get anywhere. I would just have to call a Lyft. Or somebody gonna have to come get me because I can't drive my vehicle anywhere if I didn't have.
Oh, I can't drive without my glasses. I told you I can't walk without my damn glasses. I can't see detail at all. I'm gonna hit somebody thinking it's a tree.
Why would you hit somebody thinking it's a tree? Why would you hit a tree?
As in, like, I'm gonna see something in the distance.
Thinking, why your ass can't drive
look,
now?
I feel like I meant what I mean by that. And I'm gonna see something in the distance, and I'm gonna think it's a tree over there, and realize it's actually a lot closer than what it is, and it's a person. And I'm gonna hit them. That's what I meant by that. Rude. If I can get any wish granted, I would get a paid off apartment. Amen. Fuck that. A paid off townhouse. So therefore, I don't gotta be paying rent on that after that first year. off townhouse. And yeah, honestly, just that, because I can manage paying off my car if my house. I can pay my other bills.
See?
In my car off.
And with my $30 million, I could do so much with that. First things first, I would actually pay off my student loans. I know I say that a lot of people be like, I'm paying the minimum on that forever. If I had 30 mil, I'm gonna just take this little chump change. Y'all can have it. I would do that. I would buy 3 houses. Minimum. I would buy 3 houses. I would pay this house off, you know, for the parentals. I would pay this house off and give them a substantial amount of money to buy a new one, cash, so they could just live their cute little lives. I would buy 3 houses for, so that was, I guess that's the 4th house. I would buy 3 houses for me because I need the house I'm going to live in. I need 2 rental properties. That's where we gonna start. I don't want to do too much.
Can you pay off my townhouse?
So if I just get the $30 million for my gift, everybody else can get what they want. I'll be Santa, Big Saint Nick. Then, I can do that. That'll work. I would buy a new car because Amber be acting up. Well, I might just get her fixed and also get a new car. Make sure she's paid off. Pay off all of my personal debt. Stack my savings to the damn sky. That's probably going to be where, like, because I probably do what I just talked about in less than 10. So that's where I'm going to put a cute 15. Buy some stuff that I don't need. not work for like 2 years. I might still work low key because I probably get bored, but do that. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I would do so much with that money. Give back. I probably donate a lot of money to my job, actually, because I work for a nonprofit, so they would get a lot of my money to push the things that we need to do, specifically to my actual program. I don't even know if I can do that, but oh, that money would be so well spent. That's the point.
Absolutely.
It would be very well spent. And I would be up in my house kicking it. It would be so decked out. I would get an interior designer to come and set all my stuff up. No limits on what I want. All kind of furniture. You just got me hyped. I wish, like, this, like, I'm really finna get this money.
I feel it, because that would be real. That would be legit.
Well, let me just get the $2,000 they're talking about they finna give now instead of the $600, because let me tell you.
Yeah, they ain't gonna give me that shit either. I was independent last year.
Let me get $2,000. As soon as the $2,000 hit my account, ooh, I could pay off a bill. And I could pay for my trip, I'm trying to say, for my birthday.
Sure. Because once again, the government is very rude to me. I'm still bothered by the fact that I didn't get a stimulus check. I don't understand it, but oh, you're a dependent. Y'all didn't give my parents shit for me. That's the thing. It'd be different if y'all gave my parents money. This is what I hate. I hate the damn government for shit like this. This makes no sense. If I'm a dependent, so you tell me I can't get my own stimulus check, but you tell my parents if I'm over the age of 18, I can't get the $500 that for being a dependent. What the fuck do I get? I'm not worth shit. Like, oh, it's like, oh, you're still depending on your parents, so your parents can help you. All right, so why the hell you ain't getting them no money for me? Like, you just say, oh, well, if you... Us college students got shitted on for these stimulus checks, bro. Aww. Like, we got nothing. We were still classified as dependent. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm not a dependent because my parents pay for stuff they help me live right now still. Okay, yes, that's fine. But at least give them money to be able to help me out, because you gave them money to help them. What the fuck about me? Like, they, like, this is bull. I wish for that. I wish for that too. I wish for a more open-minded and well-thinking government that helps provide money for everybody. Oh. This is bullshit. Talking about some, you don't get the $500. I was looking forward to that $500 at least, minimum. Shit, now I need the $2,000. That's why I'm like, yeah, I got to make some shake. I'm broke, okay? That's rent right there. That's a 1 month worth of rent. 1.25 worth of rent where I live when I finally move to say that shit up. But no. Yeah, that's enough of those questions. We've been talking for a while. What time is it?
Well, I don't know, because we've been in here waiting to record for a long time, so I don't even know how long we've actually been recording.
But yeah, so I think we can get into the playlist.
We can.
Cool.
Okay.
Scroll to my list.
He's still looking for his. I have mine up because I was just making sure I didn't have nothing else to say. So my first song, back to the what was they call her? The princess of hip hop and R&B, Miss Ashanti. Ain't nobody call her that, but y'all rule on that song. But anyways, Ashanti Call, another song from that first album.
How'd that one go?
When you call, I come running, baby. When you call, I'll be right there, baby. You don't know it. Oh,
nope, I don't.
I will play it when we get off of here.
So my next first song on playlist is going to be Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan. Actually, it's pretty newer. It came out last month. Found it recently, so yeah,
I heard that a couple weeks ago.
So I'm gonna throw that on the playlist. I like Jasmine Sullivan's voice, so yeah, throw her on there.
Yeah, no Jasmine. What else I got? I still don't know how to say this man's name, Giveon. That person stuck on you.
Cool. I'm writing these down so they can be
updated. So you can actually update the playlist. Praise the Lord.
I updated it last time.
Praise the Lord. You still be slacking though, but it's okay.
Right.
It's not, but it is.
Y'all Gonna Live. My next song on the playlist is going to be Damaged by Her. Nice R&B vibes this week for me.
All right. My last song is 21 Savage, Running. Running, running, running. On my cars be running.
My last song is going to be Hit Different by SZA and Ty Dolla $ign. It's like I've been hearing that song come on all the time. That's all I hear on I hear it a lot on TikTok.
I hear it a lot on TikTok too, but I've been wanting to hear the Coco Jones version every time.
I hear it on TikTok. I know they used to play it on the radio here a lot.
That little book. Coco Jones, she needs to be on the remix so I can actually hear that in my spare time.
But yes, that's all.
You want to go out on a song of our own?
We ain't ready for that. We ain't prepared. Y'all, be on the lookout because we have some special things also coming for y'all for this holiday on our social media. So look out on Relax, Relate, Repeat, and also on our individual pages. We are going to have just some more content for y'all besides just this podcast for you. So we're going to have some videos going up. We might have some TikToks going up. We're going to have a lot of stuff going up from this holiday season. So yes, tap in for the next couple of days, especially on probably on like tomorrow, well, on today for Christmas Eve and even tomorrow on Christmas, because we're going to have some stuff for y'all.
Will.
And that's just that on that.
It is. Well, since Trayvon does not want to sing with me, I guess that will be a little bonus for later. That is it for the week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas Eve. Happy Thursday.
And y'all be safe out there. Make sure y'all wearing a mask if y'all seeing people who y'all know not have not been quarantining. Y'all going around family. Just be safe. Be smart. And yeah. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Y'all be smooth.